From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Votes are counted across the United States, with most of the polls around the country closed. Results from the 2016 U.S. presidential election are slowly being posted. Polls have just closed in Iowa, Montana, Nevada, and Utah. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump have each won the states where they were expected to win, and neither has a commanding lead, at least not yet, in the Electoral College. But such key battleground states as Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and New Hampshire are still too close to call, and the polls are still open in several western states. Kyle Condick, with a Sabato crystal ball at the University of Virginia, is watching the returns.
We're seeing some pretty remarkable results tonight. Big swings within states, basically kind of urban and sort of well-educated suburban areas swinging hard toward the Democrats, but also then sort of rural exurban areas swinging hard towards Trump. And so we've got a number of states out there that are very, very close.
Republicans held on to key Senate races in Indiana and Florida as they try to hold off the Democrats' bid to retake the Senate majority. With several races too close to call, control of the Senate depends on outcomes in North Carolina, Missouri, New Hampshire, and elsewhere. Republicans and Democrats each retained governorships Tuesday in hard-fought battles in Indiana and West Virginia. West Virginia's voters picked chief executives in a dozen U.S. states. One person is dead and at least two were wounded in a shooting near a polling station in Southern California. The Election Day shooting took place Tuesday afternoon in the city of Azusa, causing voters to scramble for safety. This is VOA News.